This is IGN.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Dark Ages. This is your IGN review of Millennia by Leanna Hafer. When you ask your mom from the back seat if we can get Sid Meier's Civilization, and she shoots you down by insisting, "We have Civilization at home." Millennia is the Civilization at home. That may sound a bit harsh, and it's not like there's nothing positive to highlight about this history-spanning 4X contender, but it breaks down to a handful of good ideas that wobble under the weight of faltering fundamentals. Like At the Gates Before It, Millennia focuses too much on the ways it wants to mix up the Civ formula without building the base of a strong Civ-like first. Very similar to Civilization, Millennia is a turn-based empire builder inspired by real history, and a bit of alternate history in this case. My biggest fundamental issue with it is what I'm going to call the tile economy. Every tile in the world can be claimed by your cities, after which you can build improvements on them to generate resources. That seems like pretty standard stuff, but I almost always found myself running out of room before I could even provide for the basic needs of a larger city. Many critical resources can only be produced by tile improvements, and most tile improvements can only generate exactly one type of resource. There's no way to hybridize, and the buildings in the city itself are deliberately limited in a lot of ways. This means that basically all of my cities ended up looking like Coruscant before the Renaissance. Every single available tile was filled up with some kind of infrastructure. It doesn't look nice. It doesn't even look like a real city. It doesn't mimic real-world development patterns. It's just kind of a mess, and the graphics depicting those tiles can be pretty sloppy, too. Roads can run underneath buildings. There are places where two tiles meet and the highway is more pixelated on one side for some reason, and neighborhoods will even sprawl out into the middle of a river. The terrain itself looks all right, but it's almost always covered up by crap after the first 200 turns. Weirdness aside, I do like the system of cities having various needs to fulfill in order to grow past certain thresholds. At first, it's just food. Once you get big enough, though, you'll have to worry about sanitation. Later on, cities end up needing education, electricity, and internet access. Some of them make more sense than others. I'm not sure why social media would improve population growth speed. That should probably be the opposite, right? But this is one of those handful of good ideas that help Millennia stand out at least a little bit. Warfare can be exciting and fun. The AI is actually competent at launching offensives. The battle animations look hilariously outdated, but this didn't bother me that much. It's kind of charming, honestly. What did occasionally bug me was not understanding how things like initiative work. There does seem to be some kind of turn order, but it's never clear who goes first or how enemy and friendly units pick their targets. Some units will even get to attack twice in a row occasionally, and there's no way to see a prediction of how a battle will go before you commit to attacking, other than the relative total strength of the stacks. I was disappointed with the campaign setup options. There are only 18 nations to choose from, and they each come with a single, small, somewhat generic suggested bonus that can be swapped for another at your leisure. You can't control the campaign length at all, which made the early ages always feel like they flew by way too quickly as someone who normally plays Civilization on Epic. But to be fair, I was glad I hadn't been given the option of a longer run when I hit those late-game end-turn times. Also, the map generation options are very limited. I felt the same way finishing up a game of Millennia as I did finishing a game of Humankind. It made me want to play Civilization V again. Several have tried to claim the turn-based history crown at this point, but none have done it better than Firaxis. And while things like city needs, national spirits, and production chains allow Millennia to stand out, they don't really let it stand up under its own weight. I think Percy Shelley said it best, "Round the decay of that colossal wreck." limited game setup options, horrid late-game performance, and a cumbersome tile economy, the lone and level sands stretch far away. Millennia's IGN score? 5. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Millennia updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.